Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 26a. The Reverend Michael Myers preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the 21st chapter. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart. And let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance to fulfill all that is written. Alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and of the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our reading this morning is rather ominous and dark, don't you think? Jesus warns his listeners first that Jerusalem will be destroyed, including the temple, and the entire city ransacked. It will be an outpouring of wrath against the people on account of their unbelief, and it will be a time of great distress. Second, that the coming of the Son of Man will similarly be a time of fainting and foreboding, with its own signs that the day is at hand. So if there's anything to learn here, and there is, it's that we are living in the end times. And we have all kinds of signs that people can use to prognosticate the end of the world, right? Wars and rumors of war. Well, Ukraine, Russia, Gaza, Sudan, check. Signs in the sun and the moon. Well, look it up. Google this. There's a blood moon just in a couple of weeks, right? Forecasted September 7th and 8th. Solar flares disrupt electronics on nearly a weekly basis. Stars aligning 8 ways to Sunday. Check. Distress of the nations. Well, the Europeans are more bent out of shape about global warming than our country ever has been, and that's saying something. Tariffs remain the talk of the town, and nationalism is on the rise in virtually every country. Check again. Roaring of the sea and the waves, tsunamis from earthquakes, hurricane season. Check yet again. Fainting with fear and foreboding. Well, turn on the TV, right? Any 24-hour news channel, and you'll see this in abundance. Everything and nothing is toxic at the same time. Check again. Knowing the day and the hour? Nope. No check here. Sorry, not sorry to the Montanists, to the Millerites and the Mormons, to the JWs, the Zoroastrians, or any other cult that purports to know the exact day and the hour of the end of the world. Theirs is but hot air and false teaching. They've already received their reward, that is, an eternity in hell for knowingly leading so many astray, plus perhaps 15 minutes of fame in this life. Now you see, while there are signs, and we will see these signs, there is no great interpretation needed to tell us what they mean. Jesus simply tells us that the time of his coming is near. Jesus, that's it. Elsewhere in Scripture, we are reminded that no one knows the day nor the hour. And yet at the same time, it's easy for us to look at the signs and to despair, as if the endurance of those things, or the non-endurance of them, is all that there is. And this is the view of unbelievers. And it explains why the signs themselves terrify them. If this life is all that there is, a splattering and a sputtering of disasters and distressing events, well, then you can understand the mantra, you only live once. Or put another way, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And yet we know that there is more to life. Jesus reminds us that these things are signs of the coming of the Son of Man. Each event, a stark reminder that this too shall pass. Even the ransacking of Jerusalem is a reminder that the Son of Man came into this world and he will come again, not as a perpetuation of the status quo, but to fulfill all that is written, that is, to fulfill the law and the prophets. Thus, the Christian should be no more anxious of these events than for anything else. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And so I ask you, when our Lord returns, what will he find? An anxious generation? A brave new world, perhaps? Or modern men risen and triumphant over themselves and the ancient myths? May it not be so among us. I tell you the truth, when our Lord returns, he will find a faithful remnant, repurchased and redeemed by his own blood, gathered around the faithful preaching of his word. He will find the baptized, washed and cleansed by water and the word, clothed in white, marked as his own. He will find his sons and daughters, his brothers and sisters, serving one another in love and humility. He will find these things, not because we do them perfectly, but because he did them perfectly, because he was faithful. So put to death everything that would have you cling to the ways of this world. Drown them with the old Adam, that bastard who seeks to separate you from the love of God, which is yours in Christ Jesus. That love is yours. Know that the desolation is near. Even now, the sword is swinging, the axe is laid at the root of the tree. But when you see wars and you hear rumors of them, do not be afraid. Rather, lift up your heads. The day of salvation, your day of salvation, is surely drawing near. Thus, the suffering that we endure now is but for a season. It too shall pass. For when Christ, who is your light and salvation, comes, the signs will cease, the time of the Gentiles will end, the sheep will be separated from the goats. And the faithful, that is you, dear brothers and sisters, will join him in eternity, in peace and in everlasting joy. He who promised is faithful. He will surely do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.